That's all I ever do. That's all we ever mean. I forgive you everything. Meet me at the railroad bar about 7 o'clock. Talk while the sun goes down. Watch the lovers leaving town. This is for lovers running away. This is for lovers running away. Just for today, I'm running away.
Dear Diary, it is February 2nd, 2009, and Ian and I are definitely broken up this time. There's just no two ways about it. We haven't officially said the words, but there's just no way. Just no way. These fights are just not getting any better. We're just entrenching more and more. As to, you know, here's what I don't like about you, here's what you don't like about me, here's why this hurts me and this hurts you, and here's why this isn't going to change and that isn't going to change, and it's just this rift between us that is not going to be mended. Now, in a way, I feel mildly okay, just in the sense that it's good to just accept this, you know? It's good to stop fighting against it. And there'll be plenty of time for feeling bad and lonely and bad about myself later, and I'm sure I will. But for now, at least there's that closure aspect to it. I hope that we can at least stay on good enough terms to do, like, she wants me to help her do a little video for a contest she wants to enter. I would really like to record another story with her. But as boyfriend and girlfriend, I just don't think it's just not possible. We're just not the right people for each other. So I say that I don't feel so terrible right now, and that's true, but I still kind of want to get out of my head for a little while. Which, ironically, I do by getting into my head, by coming and talking to myself. I don't know how that makes sense, but I just like doing ham radios. I like doing these shows. They make me feel better. So I can walk around and record a show, then go home and edit it together, and this will eat up the day and the night, and get my mind off things. So, I was just going to play all songs that were sappy love songs or romance songs or songs that reminded me of Ian, but I decided I'm going to switch it up. I do have some of those, but it's not all that, so we'll see what I feel like playing. And first off, I'm going to play off, I've played this before, but off Juliana Hatfield's last album, How to Walk Away. It's a song called The Fact Remains that just kept growing on me more and more and more. Like, to a ludicrous extent. I've got this little MP3 player that can only hold so much stuff on it, so I would get this, like, really solidified, crystallized playlist. And this song was on there twice in the studio version that I'm going to play and as a demo. And I still didn't skip it. I just didn't get tired of it. I really, really like this song. And it is sadly appropriate now. About a relationship that went further than it should have gone. And I'm also going to play a song. This is actually track one and two on that album. The other song, Shining On, I don't like nearly as much. I'm going to play the demo, though. I do like the demo version better. But it's got this one line that really used to choke me up when me and Ian were having problems. And might still choke me up tonight. We'll see as I listen to these songs. But it's we'll always be beautiful on the night we kissed in the stairwell before we really knew each other yet. It was the first time I remember kissing Ian. I'm pretty sure it was the first time. It was in the stairwell of her apartment building. And we didn't know each other that well yet. And, you know, everything... I mean, it was still hard in a different way, but it was easy just in the sense that, you know, we were just surface to each other. We didn't see all the problems yet, just all the fun stuff. You know, nothing new. Same old, same old. Same as everybody's relationships. So, here's a couple songs.
Fell off on the table, and there was no hope of my saving.
That really is ridiculous. That part of that song is like a fucking hand grenade that just goes off. I thought for sure this time I was like listening to that song and just thinking, oh, I don't even really like that song that much, you know? It's just like, hey, this song's not so great. But that one part of that song, man, it just puts a fucking lump in my throat. I heard Elliott Smith was that way. That he hung out in bars a lot when he lived in New York, mostly because you have to. Everyone's apartments, especially in Manhattan, are really tiny. You go hang out at the bar. So he would take over a bar, just go in and set up shop and fill the jukebox full of money and play everything that he liked to play. But there are songs that he would go outside for, you know, like so he could hear the tones of the song but couldn't make out the words. Like he'd just stand outside and smoke or something because the songs just, you know, made him cry. So you got me again, Juliana, for like the 50th fucking time. It's just something about that part of that song. It was tricky to even get Ian to date me. I don't know. At first, she just didn't think much of me. She, by her own admission, just liked the attention. But she did tell me at some point that we weren't going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but I stuck with it because I really liked her. So I don't exactly remember at what point that was that we kissed in her stairway. But, you know, it was the end of the day. I don't know where it might have gone, but she invited me in at least that far, and then while I was kissing her and had my hand up her skirt, another guy came in who lived in the building, and it was, you know, kind of embarrassing. We, like, cartoonishly, you know, just like, well, good day. Good evening, ma'am. And split ways. Anyway, let's play a song that doesn't make me think at all about relationships of any kind. All right, this one is pretty cool. This is on NoFX's last album, Wolf and Wolf's Clothing. There's a song called Losing Faith, criticizing the religious, and it's like a really heavy, almost metal sounding song on the album. But they did this thing before that album came out called the 7-inch of the Month Club, where for 1 year every month they put out a 7-inch record with two songs on it, and one of the songs was the original version of Losing Faith that's acoustic and a lot different and really cool. So let's listen to that.
Was the last time you would. You wish the kid you tried to help would couldn't laugh when he saw you are the invisible man. No one looked you in the eye. You become an anecdote. The wrong place at the wrong time. The worst case scenario. The proverbial that guy. You never did question your faith. You flushed it with your first piss bag. That's why I have to ask, where is your God now? Where is your God? 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 Where is your God?
So that's a very nice song, but not necessarily a very upbeat song. So just went and had a nice piece of pizza. That helps cheer me up some. I haven't really had a proper meal yet today, so that's good. We have some food in my belly. Now I'm going grocery shopping, so let's listen to something a little more upbeat while I head there. This is a band called The Sultans. I heard about this band is Stephen Merchant, who you might know as the co-writer of The British Office. He works with Ricky Gervais a lot. I've been listening to the podcasts that Ricky Gervais, Stephen Merchant, and Carl Pilkington do. But what I find are better than their podcasts are if you go dig up in the olden days, they were where they first met Carl, is they were DJs on this radio station called XFM in London. And Carl was their producer, and they turned out that he was really funny, and they all became like a trio. You can get all those old shows online. Look up Pilkopedia, and they're really good. They're very funny. So I've already heard most of them, but I found some odds and ends that I hadn't heard before. And part of that is that it turns out Stephen Merchant does his own music show now on BBC Six. Six Music. There's a lot of motherfucking BBCs. And I don't know, it's kind of a cool show. It's less funny, more just about music, but so far the little bit I've listened to it has been pretty good. It's had some very nice some nice tunes. So that's where I heard this band, and it was a little tricky to dig up information about them. They're called The Sultans, and they're technically broken up, but the main guy, the guitarist slash singer, he's in a bunch of different bands in, like, Southern California area. So even though this band is broken up, like, the guy's still doing stuff. He just jumps from thing to thing. So I haven't dug into his stuff very much, but this one album by The Sultans I really like a lot. It's pretty standard jangly guitar rock, but something about it just really works for me. I don't know. It's just, like, just a little bit more complicated than it needs to be. And I just like the sound of these songs. I don't know how to explain exactly. I just like it, so I'm gonna play a couple of songs from The Sultans.
Teacher of my love, betrayer of my soul.
So some of the Sultan songs are inadvertently about girls and breaking up and stuff, but it's not deliberate. I can't help it. 90% of all fucking songs ever written are about that shit, it seems. So sometimes things are gonna accidentally be applicable. Now let's play. Fat Records put out this compilation album called Short Music for Short People. It was 101 different songs, all 30 seconds long or less. Yeah, there was short music, and then they had a compilation series called Fat Music for Fat People. And me and my friends, and we had our own little weird bands when I was younger. We had our own little sort of digital album that you could download called Thin Music for Thin People. None of the songs on which were very good, so I'm not going to dig any of those up. But I found if I went and took all of my favorite songs from short music, it's only 5 minutes long, because they're only 30 seconds each. So I'm going to play them. This is the Short Music Suite.
Why can't people understand? I got a short attention span. Short attention span. This one goes out to the kids. He drove 6 hours in a stolen car that missed the show. This one goes out to never lose sight of all the house men. And how it was, yeah. Here's two just sick of the shit but not giving a shit. He's just singing fast with everyone else. This one goes out to another night with no sleep. Cream shine records in Gainesville streets. Goes out to Mike by Mike and Tony. Also, John, Jeff, Terry, Sean, and Andre. It's two just singing the shit but not giving a shit. Just singing fast with everyone else. Thank you. It may be hard when it's just me and you. Hope makes a meal when we catch up soon. I know it's hard when we still fly by the bed for dinner. I promise you I'll be on someday. But it's funny, nobody makes sure the show's is running. It may be hard when it's just me and you. What makes a meal when we catch up soon? It may be hard when it's just me and you. What makes a meal when we catch up soon? Mickey Mouse, Superman, Fantastic Four, Dick Tracy, Spider-Man, Lucky Luke, just said Kevin, it's my Power Ranger, Ninja Turtles, Batman. All cops are bastards. Fuck you, they dicks. Fuck you, they dicks. All cops are bastards. Rose. I tell my vegan girlfriend, you know what, when it's ingested. Well, all my shoes are leather, and I don't care whether or not, for the two little animals were to be shot. Were to be shot.
Consider someone else, stop preaching about animals.
You're my best friend. You're my fucking hypocrite. Straight up.
I'm losing my zeal for this project very quickly. So, I'm almost at the grocery store. I can't really talk to myself while I'm in there. So, let's just listen to a blatantly love-related song. This is called For Lovers. I also heard this on Stephen Merchant's show. I guess it was kind of a hit in England. It's Pete Doherty, the crazy druggie. He was a singer for the Libertines. He hooked up with this guy named Peter Wolfman something or other. Anyway, they put out this song and it ended up being a bigger hit than anything the Libertines ever did. And it's kind of pretty.
I'm running away with you. That's all I ever do. And that's all we ever mean. I forgive you everything. Meet me at the railroad bar about 7 o'clock. We'll talk while the sun goes down. Watch the lovers leaving town. This is for lovers running away. Today's news. Let's leave it all behind. Help me back to my mind. I paid the penalty. Hear the jailer rattling the key. But the key is mine. I keep a spare one.
So I had intended to do a longer show. I've got a whole bunch of songs I could play, but I think I'm gonna save them, 'cause my little burst of energy didn't last very long. So I'm going to end with the song If the World Should End that Ian played. Maybe it was the first time she was ever on a ham radio. I remember I was walking around Midtown Manhattan one morning and she was, you know, like waiting for her lunch break. And then we went and had lunch together. And she played this song. And I was listening back to that show a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, it's like the way smell is a sense memory, you know, can bring back memories more strongly than other senses sometimes. Music definitely does that also. Because this song really reminded me clearly of that time in general. There's another song by this band. I can never figure out how to pronounce it. Guillemots? Who the fuck knows? Called Trains to Brazil. It's one of the first songs she ever introduced to me. And that also brings back some really good memories of our time together. Maybe I'll play that too, just because this song, If the World Ends, is so very heavy. So I'll play it first, and then the happier, the more upbeat song.
Just about managed to forget you when you appear in a dream. And you're even more beautiful there than I remember you being. So I've come to decide fate is telling.
was too wrapped up in the dream I was dreaming. So if the world ends, I hope you're by my side. I don't think with you here will be too much pain.
Never.
You know, the last girl I broke up with, I really came to regret it a lot. At first, it seemed like the right thing to do, you know? Too many problems mounting. Try to just clear the slate and move on. But I really, really ended up regretting that one. And I'm sure I will this time again. I'm sure I will. It's weird to know that it's coming, that I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what else to do. It's not working, you know? We both tried more times than anybody normally would, I think, try to salvage a relationship, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not possible. I don't know, though. I just thought I'd mention that you know, it's like a cartoon and the giant weight just falls on you from the sky. I know that weight, it's fallen already, you know? It's fucking fallen through the air and it's gonna hit me any fucking day now. But, I don't know, what can I do? Soldier on, ham radio listeners. Just soldier the fuck on.
Stretcher. Lightning flashes.